And then when I was doing my last audio, I was really impressed by some of the commentary. Seriously? Seriously! I'm trying to have an actual conversation here, and all you want to do is stare at my chest? Is that the only thing going through your head? Ever? How cute my ass looks in this skirt? How soft and fuckable my tits are? How beautiful my plump lips would look, struggling to wrap around your dick? Is it? Am I just some fuck toy to you? Toned, short hair, big rack. You just want to rip off my shorts and impale me on that fat cock of yours. Is that it? Huh? Huh? Gotcha. I bet you really thought I was pissed off, huh? Well, no, I don't like being treated like an object. Whew! So, yeah. While I don't want you to just see me as this big titted bimbo that hangs around for you to ogle and grope, I do enjoy the power that my body has, that I have over you, knowing that I am able to hold my arms together like this. Or lean towards you as I gently bite my lip. Giving you that look. yeah? You know what I mean, don't ya, sweetie? I have to admit that I do get a rush from the way I'm able to take your breath away, to steal your focus, to make your attention instantly, completely centered on me, and only me. Do you like that power that I have over you? Oh, I know you do, sweetheart. I know you do. You like it when I'm able to take control, to make you feel caught in my trance, spellbound. Speaking of which, what if I was a little taller? How would you feel about that? Well, it's just a little question. How tall would be too tall, then? Really? Wow. You'd be okay with a woman that was taller than you, then? You wouldn't mind feeling intimidated every time she looked down on you, her beautiful smirk exuding confidence, oozing a smug sense of comfortable superiority? You wouldn't mind feeling sheepish, submissive even, as she had her way with you, as you were helpless to agree and submit to her presence and power? You're blushing, sweetie. Shh, it's all right. I think it's kind of hot. I mean, it's not possible for me to grow anymore anyway. But we could always still have a bit of role play, huh? Ooh, yeah, I think you would like that, wouldn't you? Here, wait a minute. Put this on. Yeah, around your eyes. Actually, no. Let me do it. There. Of course we need it to be that tight. we wouldn't want any peeking, now would we? Okay, sit. I'll guide you. There we go. Now just sit back and relax. Now, like I said, it's not possible for me to get taller, is it? But what if I was a witch? What if I could use a magic potion to put you under my spell? Yeah? Stay still for a moment. Ah, here, open your lips. Take a drink. Mmm, you like it? A little fruity, right? Well, yes, it may be a tad alcoholic. Why do you ask? Can you feel the blood rushing through your ears? That lightheaded sensation? Or is that how you always feel around me, lover? Yes, I think I feel your blood rushing too, sweetie. Right here. Let me just get up here. Ah, there we are. Isn't this more convenient? With me on your lap? Hey, no touching, mister. Not yet. I don't want your little mitts pawing away at my chest like some horny teenager, okay? You hear me? Yes? Good. Oh, there we go. I hope you don't mind me trying to get comfortable like this, rubbing my ass over your lap. I'm not trying to start anything now. No, no. I just need to find the best spot to sit here, sweetheart. Do you really have to poke me like that? So immature. You're just like a little boy, I swear. Now drink. Drink more for me. Good, good. So very obedient. You are certainly falling under my spell. Not yet. You can't take off the blindfold just yet. Just a little more. You're almost halfway done. Hey, I said you had to wait to take that off. I wanted you to be small enough that you had to look up to look me in the eyes, but... Oh well, I guess this is close enough. What's that? Oh, you're upset that I tricked you a little, huh? Darling, we both know that I could never convince you to do anything you didn't want to do, right? I'm just your little old girlfriend. You are so predictable. Well, you said taller, right? So this was the easiest way to make that happen, okay? Like I said, I can't get any taller, but you can most certainly shrink, short stuff. So? God, you look so damn small. I must be like a giant compared to what you're used to seeing. Aren't you scared, intimidated, that your lover is already big enough to boss you around? Big enough to kick your ass if you get out of line? You must not be that scared, judging by how stiff this right here has gotten. Yes, it's obvious that you want me to tower over you, and then some. See, I can feel it getting harder the more that I stare down at you. You are already under my control, so let's just take it to that final step, Now, drink more for me. Good boy. I'm very proud of you, submitting to my commands so easily. You just love me being in charge, don't you? Close your mouth and answer me. When I speak to you, do you understand? Oh, did you just shiver? Oh my, I guess that stern look I just gave you must have scared you a bit. You must be thinking how I could force you to finish this thing if I wanted to. How I could force you to do anything now, aside from having you wrapped around my finger the usual way. I can tell you're feeling submissive. Your beautiful girlfriend is now a full head taller than you. Her breasts look even more huge and glorious than usual, and you have this strange urge, this desire to obey her, to meet her approval. Good. Now drink more for me. Wow, I can't believe how obedient you are now, darling. It's like you really are afraid to go against my command, against any command I make. Gosh, and the smaller you get, the more obedient you become, huh? I like this. Whoa, I see you staring. You can look, but you cannot touch my chest. Do you understand? Yeah, keep your fucking little paws off. Ugh, so immature. Now drink. No, I said drink. Finish the rest of the fucking bottle now. Wow, you actually did it. Jesus, you actually drank the whole fucking thing. I bet when I stand up, you'll have to look up to see my chest. Ooh, no more staring down at my cleavage for you, poor guy. That makes me kind of sad. I love it when you look down at my chest. Or I did. Back when you could, I mean. Oh, well, don't worry. I'm sure there are plenty of strong, tall men that would just love the view. Ha, just teasing. Maybe. Aw, but just look at the time. Oh. I guess I'll just be off to bed then. Where am I off to? Not that it's any of your business. I'm off to bed, sweetie. I mean, duh. What? Were you expecting something else? I don't think I have ever mentioned the possibility of anything more than a quick drink, did I? Nope. No, I don't think so. I don't think I did. You really scrambled over here, huh? I didn't even notice you. I mean, you barely come up to my hips. Oh, wow. You're about eye level with the doorknob there, buddy. Damn. It was a little difficult to tell that earlier. You know, I was planning on us having, well, but now, well, this is awkward. How do I put this gently? You're cute. No, really, you look great. But you're a little small for me. So, you understand, right? Yeah, go on now. Shoo. Good boy. Move along now. I have some grown-up things to take care of, all right? What's that? Aw, look at you. You look so. What's the word I'm searching for? Ah, that's it. Pathetic. You really do look so desperate, baby. I bet you'd do just about anything right now. Huh? And I'll bet you're really fucking horny. Did I mention that was one of the other side effects of that little potion? Hopeless lust? The undeniable urge to fuck. Any beautiful giantess that may happen to be nearby. Well, you don't get it. No, you'll have to. You know something? Take your shoes off. Now. Sorry. You just look so funny just now. Oh, jeez. Wow. You know I was right. With your shoes off, you're at the perfect height for. You know how you like to grab me by the back of my head when I. Shh. Don't be anxious. I just want to. You got the hint, little man. Damn. It's just being able to force your face down like this is really, really fucking hot. Shit. I don't think you could resist, even if you wanted to. Here, try to move your head back and. Wow. So I really can push you around, huh? How do you feel about that, darling? Any objections? Good. Now lift up my skirt and get started before I lose interest. Wow. You really like this disinterested, bitchy tone I have going on here. You like me acting like I could fucking care less about a pathetic excuse for a little man like you. I mean, I doubt you can really show me a good time with how small you are. So, try not to bore me too much, or I'll have to move on to something or someone that's actually worth my attention, eh? I just realized I could force you to do anything right now. If I wanted to make you my little bitch, you know that, right? Put my hand back on top of your head and lower you down. There we go. God, no wonder you like forcing me down in your fucking dick. Having this control over you feels amazing. Keep licking. That's it. Good. Eager. Got something to prove there, little guy? Good. I like it. This is where you belong. Beneath my skirt. Keep it up. Yes. Yes. Lick faster. Oh, God. Yes. You're gonna make me come. Don't you dare stop. Don't you dare fucking stop. You little bastard. Good boy. Good boy. You're such a good boy. You're going to make your big, powerful woman. Wow. Look at your face. Proud of yourself, huh? What's that? Antidote. What are you? Oh, sweetie, you're so silly. I mean, what makes you think I'd ever give you something like that? Shh, don't be upset. Just lie back and let me show you all the things that I can do for you now that you've shown what a good, obedient boy you can be. Just shh. Put your face right here in my cleavage. This is where you belong now. You like that? God, they're bigger than your head now. Aren't they? Does that turn you on? Yeah? I can feel how fucking hard you are. Let's play another game. I'll keep you pressed here, smothered between my big fucking tits, while my hand rubs your hard cock up and down. And you are going to see if you can come before you pass out. Oh, look at you, hard, thick little cock. Why don't we count down for you, baby? Let's see how long you can hold your breath. 10, 9. Ooh, you better hurry up. 8. 7, 6. I'm sure it's getting hard to breathe in there. 5, 4. Oh, sweetie, just smothered in my cleavage. You can do it. Come on now. And then, 4. Oh, 3, 2. Up, 2.5. Oh no, 1. And oh, look at the fucking mess you just made all over my cute little skirt. You little fucking bastard. Just for that, you're going to have to drink another. You know, I can force this down your throat like you're a naughty kid who won't take his medicine. Open up now. Good. Obedient.
Oh, wow. That was fast. You're only about a foot tall now. Let me pick you up. Ooh, look here. I could crush you between my cleavage now. You'd love that, wouldn't you? Yeah, you would. No, I think not. I have some work to get done, and yes, I really do. You are going safely in my purse, where I can find you later on. Your size now, it's perfect. Well, let's just say you'll be the perfect little toy for when I want to let off some steam afterwards. And any other time, really. My obedient little sex toy should always be ready. Oh? I wouldn't worry about the antidote. We are just getting started.